Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And the fight rolls on. The Bush cabal openly floating that when Trump goes, they're going to try to retake the Republican Party. Folks, there's been a Vulcan death match between Donald Trump and the Bush family for control. It's gone on and really only fully been resolved, I would say, really in the last year for control of the party. And a lot of folks in talk radio, I'm already hearing this overnight, are totally misunderstanding this article. That is really terrifying, quite frankly. In the UK Daily Mail, the Bush family plotting comeback to retake the GOP from Trump as soon as he's gone. Behind the scenes, the UK Daily Mail writes, and still with deep connections around the country, a shadow Republican Party is lying in wait to take over when Trump is gone. Now, you may be thinking, well, I don't like Bush. He's not going to take over. No, you'll never see them. You'll never know they're there. They wielded power from the time Daddy Bush took control of the party. And they did it through a money bomb, a massive raft of cash that they would raise. Politico did an article one time, and Karl Rove would go around the country, and you'd have a choice. At the time, the number was $400,000. You could either take the Bush money and agree to support open borders policies, the goal of which was to ultimately end up with an EU-style governing structure over Mexico, Canada, the U.S., and the loss of our sovereignty. You could agree to that, and they'd spend the $1,000 for you in the primary, in the Republican primary. If you weren't up for it, they'd spend it against you. And that's why there were so many sleeper cells in Washington. It was so weird. You'd see these great commercials. They're very conservative. They'd fool you. And then your people go up there, and it'd be like, amnesty, yay! And the Bush people don't care what you do up there. You can act like a conservative as long as you bow to the religion of open borders, globalism, and amnesty. What does that look like? Well, it culminated in the full horror of TIPP and TPA. Two bills, the goal of which, and they narrowly failed, folks, the goal of which was to assemble a governing body that would make all U.S. trade decisions, all U.S. immigration decisions, all U.S. border decisions. And that power would be transferred from the president in Congress to this unelected body of about 11 bureaucrats representing Mexico, Canada. Can you imagine cartels run Mexico? Mexico, Canada, one from the U.S., one from Australia, and one from Japan. Yeah, it was a horror show. And Bobby Mack and I, when he was in the afternoons, fought it with everything we had. Because Mick Mulvaney was whipping votes for it. We flipped him, and he voted no by the time we were done with him. We just called day after day after day after day to buck up our representatives and keep them from creating an EU-style governing structure over the USA. For the Bush people, open borders is a religion. That will come back, and you won't know it's there. The Bushes know how unpopular they are. They know. You'll never see their faces, but the money bomb will move through. Trump now has discipline in the party. You take a bunch of Bush money, he'll destroy you. So they're looking at Trump. Trump is the oldest president we've ever had, and they're thinking we'll come back in with our money bomb in the primaries and finish the country off. And folks, you got to understand something, okay? Who these, a lot of people still don't understand who the Bushes are. Every horrible thing that has caused problems in our country did not come from Obama first. It came from the Bushes. Let me give you just an example. You know those illegal flights into the country where Joe Biden was flying hundreds of thousands, about 350,000 illegals into the country a quarter? You know who raised money for those flights? Bush, Obama, and Clinton as part of Welcome.us. At first, Biden even denied he was flying them because it was illegal. He was creating QR codes to get these illegals. Some of them, by the way, from Iran and Afghanistan into the country. That's who George W. Bush is. Who was the first person to open? It's really not George. He's not that smart. He really isn't. The left was right about that. It was Daddy Bush. Who was the first person to open a border? Obama? Wrong. It was George W. Bush when he was governor of Texas. He forbade in a gubernatorial order the Border Patrol from patrolling along certain sections of the Texas border. 100,000 illegals came through a year. But we didn't have conservative media then outside the National Review, so nobody knew. Nobody knew what Bush did. It was bad. Go look this up. The first censorship conference, which kicked off a lot of the censorship of conservatives, was held by Barack Obama, arguing right-wingers were dangerous. It was time to go ahead and censor them.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
That was followed days later by George W. Bush's censorship conference, in which he made the same arguments as Barack Obama. Before long, so many accounts, including mine, were either locked down, limited in reach. So you're going to get open borders, EU-style government, where the decisions, the key ones for America, are made outside of America, including our immigration. You're going to get total censorship. You can't complain about it. And you're going to get energy strangulation again, the breaking of the back of the manufacturing sector, which really, again, started with Bush. If you go back and look at who invested the most money, but also, most importantly, deregulation-wise, to drive the natural gas boom, who was that? Do you know? You had to guess. Natural gas boomed in this country. Really coulda, shoulda given us a renaissance in manufacturing. Who did that? But no, it was Clinton. Clinton was a big believer in natural gas. You could still do that as a Democrat. Why? You wanted to keep the energy prices down because you want to make the unions happy. You wanted to keep the factories here. That ended with George W. Bush. Bush was a climate change guy, and he locked up all that drilling off the coasts. Do you know that? He only unlocked it the last 6 months because he was worried about his legacy. Obama came and locked it back up. They couldn't even get the permits in that time. And they stymied him looking for the permits. So all of this horrible stuff that has hurt America so much, Americans don't realize it started with the Bushes. That's why they can raise so much money. It particularly comes from the immigration lobby because they want to exploit illegal immigrant labor. You get that money back in a party, it's poison. Right now, Trump does the fundraising for the party. They answer to Trump. These Republicans answer to whoever does the fundraising. So this is going to be a fight. When you hear in the UK Daily Mail that the Bushes want to retake control of the party, you'll never know they're there until the money bombs start flowing. We'll trace the money. If it happens, I'll trace the money. I'll tell you who's owned by them. But it'll be everybody. It'll be everybody. And what you're going to see is Republicans, they'll act like conservatives, they'll look like conservatives, but the first chance they get, they will vote to transfer power over our borders, over immigration, over trade outside the country so our competitors can take advantage of us. Again, the goal was always a supranatural government. In other words, EU-style government, total dictatorship, the end of U.S. sovereignty, the merger of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., which, by the way, we're kind of seeing with our borders being open under the Democrats. The Democrats have very much adopted those Bush strategies, those Bush goals, because he made it okay. They not only pioneered with them, they came up with them. So the fight isn't over. It has only begun against these globalists, and globalism originated with the Bush. In fact, I want you to understand one more thing. All of those values I just described to you that the Bushes are like a religion. Do you know whose values those are really? You'll see them in operation. CIA. The CIA took over the Republican Party after Reagan. Oh, come on, Tara. That's a conspiracy theory. Now it's out in the open. You know who the former CIA director was? Daddy Bush. That's what he did. Look it up. That's what he did before he took over the Republican Party, became president. The CIA ran and controlled this party. That's why the Democrats had no opposition. That's why the Democrats adopted all of the Bush priorities, and they're going to make a run at it again. Folks, the original globalists. Our fight is not over. But we got a lot more going for us this time. Free speech, X, and in a much more educated population than we did before. But our fight's only just begun. And it's going to go on for a long time.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.